a performance to make history in any World Championships, but to do it more than once is probably something that other sports dream about. So yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic.
Now Wilson's come out and said that British gymnastics will never be the same again. Are you on the same page as him in that respect?
Oh, absolutely. And to be honest, I don't think British gymnastics ever been the same since Beth Tweddle won her first major medal and then Lewis winning that Olympic medal in Beijing in 2008. So there has been a steady growth and development. And I think the belief beyond anything is that we're up there now with the best in the world.
Because, of course, Beth Tweddle was the first woman to win a World Championship gold. But Max Whitlock now has mirrored that, winning gold in the pummel. What a fantastic performance.
Oh, it was a brilliant routine as well under the pressure of the day. It was really good to see that we had two guys in the final with Lewis Smith as well. And the order in which they went up, by the time Lewis had performed his routine, I'd worked out that there was only one person potentially that could go better than Lewis. And that was Max, and he did.
And he said he came after Lewis and having seen him put on such a good performance, just had to give it everything he had.
He changed his routine slightly, added a little bit more difficulty, and he discussed this with his coach on the way out. He's got a couple of routines he can do, and he decided to go for the one in the middle. And by altering his routine by 1/10, that was the 1/10 that made him the world champion.
And it's perhaps made extra special because he missed out on a medal in the men's all-round final, didn't he, on Friday, and then recovered to take the silver in the floor and then gold in the pummel.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I guess, what sport is all about. You can win and lose by the fraction of margins. I mean, he came off the high bar, second to last rotation, and I guess he knew then the chance of an all-round medal was over. Yeah, that's what makes sports interesting, but really good that Max is really good at focusing on the next event and to come back. He took a silver medal on the floor, and let's not forget the last time we had a silver medal on the floor went back to 1994, won by Neil Thomas. So pretty spectacular stuff from such a young gymnast.
Do you think he's odds on to win gold in Rio then?
It'd be very difficult to say, is anybody odds on? If you think about sprinting, Usain Bolt's made a false start and not even qualified to get to run a race. Rio is a long way away in terms of, training sessions, days, hours. But I do think Britain has its highest chance ever to have its first Olympic champion. Whether it's Max or whether it's Lewis, I mean, to have two people within medal hopes on one apparatus is something that probably other nations don't have. You look at the all-round, Kohei Uchimura won his sixth all-around title, and in between those six titles, he won the Olympic gold. So he's dominated for 7 years. I mean, that puts him up there with some of the greatest. So for Max to push Uchimura, he will have to add something to his game, and likewise the rest in the world. He won by something like 1.5 marks. And in gymnastics, that's something, that you can't just conjure up in, a short space of time. It will take time.
It's not just about individual successes. Both men's and women's teams have qualified for Rio and reaching the final of the World Champs, but they've come back with a medal as well.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the women made history by taking their first ever world team medal with the bronze, which is something pretty spectacular. We had women in the apparatus finals, the all-round final, maybe not got the experience like the men's team of being able to bang out routines consistently day after day, but actually in the build-up to Rio, that's something they can work on. So yes, I think it's fantastic for the women and also for the men. We probably expect GB and Dewell to equal that London Olympic result by making third, but yet they went one better. And I don't think we sort of imagine that they would beat the current world and defending Olympic champions, which is the mighty China. So, yes, things did even better in the team.
It just shows the strength in depth in Team GB at the minute in gymnastics.
Absolutely. And, I mean, Sam Oldham, who was a member of the London 2012 bronze medal-winning team, wasn't on this team. We had a younger gymnast, Bryn Bevan, at 18, who competed on two pieces of apparatus. There's probably about 10, 11 guys pushing for that spot. And when you've got so many pushing for a team, it can only add to, you know, the standard of what's there.
Obviously, we know the strength of gymnastics in the UK at the minute, but how do you think it's faring in Lancashire?
Well, I know that we've had recent successes within the Burnley Gymnastic Club because I've seen bits in the paper. And I know that in East Lancashire, lots of clubs. And the problem is, you know, when you have such a successful World Championships, it inspires more people to get involved. I was talking to somebody the other day from Lancashire, and he said his club already has a two-year waiting list. And this is a problem because the gymnastics facilities, they're expensive to have the pits and the gyms and stuff like that. And it's not only that, it's the knowledge, because you need coaches in there with the knowledge to deliver. So it would be interesting times to see, you know, how this knock-on effect, probably from the Olympics and the recent World Championships, will inspire the gymnasts that might suffer a little bit of motivation to go, yes, GB are doing it. It's worth the commitment to go to the gym every day, because I believe now we can compete with the best in the world.